We're in Siman Tov Mem Zayin Siv Hey. The Rama says, "Echein kol davar shemvashem kli chametz. Anything which is cooked in a chametz utensil, kagon yain mevushel or merkachas, chadoma, vazer Pesach. You're not allowed to eat that on Pesach. Al b'yom tov achron yesh lahakabo. But on the last day of Yom Tov, you can be mekel. And Mishabur says the reason you're able to be mekel is because since it is only midrabanan, we say stam kelim ein bnei yoman, just like shari surim, and we're not choshish for any pieces in it." And therefore, since we can say that it's probably a kli which is Eino Ben Yomo, it's not going to actually make the food which you're eating into chametz. Continues the Rama, Avu adinim nisariv ma'ashim midvarim elu tocha ma'achal. So too, if one of these things gets mixed into any type of food, she'ein lahachmir lesser hatarovos kein yirli. We don't have to prohibit the mixture. And the Mishnah Berurah says that there's two reasons. One, because there's some poskim hold that not barnat, where the chametz gives tam into the utensil, and then the utensil gives tam, taste, into the wine or whatever food we're talking about. That's mutter if it happens before Pesach. So since a not barnat occurred, it was cooked before Pesach, therefore it is going to be okay. And furthermore, we are mesupuk, maybe the kli was Eino Ben Yomo. And before Pesach, everyone agrees that nosin tam lefgam is going to be mutter. So therefore we could put these two together. One, the fact that kabi was Eino Ben Yomo, and nosin tam lefgam is going to be mutter before Pesach. And two, that it's not bar not, and before Pesach that's going to be mutter. So therefore, we can be someich to say that if it gets mixed in, it's going to be mutter. And Mishnah Berurah says, if you know for sure that the kli is Ben Yomo from chametz, that it had you had cooked chametz in it within 24 hours, so then the Achronim say that any mixture which that item fell into is going to be prohibited, because we no longer have the fact that it could be Zeinu Ben Yomo. We only have the fact that it's not bar not from before Pesach, and that's not enough to permit, because according to some poskim, not bar not is aser from chametz even before Pesach. And the Dirshu brings a couple reasons given why it would be that not bar not is going to be prohibited before Pesach. The Shaar Tzion says some hold that chametz for Pesach is considered to be isura bala, the prohibited item, and we don't say not bar not by isura, by something which is prohibited. We only say the leniency of not bar not by something which is permissible, like milk or meat. But a pig or something like that, we would not say Pesach. So two chametz might have the status of isur bala even before Pesach, and therefore we don't apply not bar not to it. Another reason to be machmer by not bar not before Pesach is because the Raman Siman Tzadi Hey says that l'chatchila we should really be machmer like those Rishonim who say that the heter of not bar not does not apply to roasting or cooking. And only b'di'evid do we rely on those shitas which say that it's mutter. So by Pesach, we should be machmir for those shitas that say that not bar not, which is caused by cooking, would not be permissible.